You're getting some scalp attention. Yeah. I should probably learn more about hair. I feel like mine gets greasy so quickly. But I suppose I could tell you something I learned recently. Although I'm not sure how much value it'll be to you. So, apparently, before you go and wash your hair, the grease or the natural buildup off of it, you're supposed to really brush your scalp hard. I think the word or the term they used was aggravate the scalp. I mean, it doesn't sound that positive, but I suppose in theory it's supposed to make your scalp release its natural oils quickly, so then once you wash it, they don't come back as quick. But don't trust me, I'm not a hair scientist. And I'm not entirely sure the video that I watched where I got that information from was, you know, tried and tested. Sounds like one of those quick hack videos you see. I could tie it up, put it in a little ponytail. You might have the world record for the world's smallest ponytail, but it is one nonetheless. Yeah, so you gotta scrape the hair back. Then you gotta listen to the twang of the hair tie. And because your hair, well, I've not got a massive amount, I'll have to twist it a few times. And that should, in theory, keep it secure. But it's okay if the ponytail slacks, because we girls have a trick up our sleeves. If you tighten your hair from both sides at the ponytail, it forces the hair tie to go further, like, tighter with your hair. And then boom, it's tight again. Although it makes it more messy. But sometimes a messy look can be alright. Personally, I prefer a messy bun look, but... oh, maybe I do know a bit about hair. You know the, like, pictures you see of girls with messy buns? Those aren't messy buns. They've actually styled their hair to look nice in a messy bun. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's like Instagrammers that do it, or the beauty profiles. I mean, you've seen when I actually tie my hair back into a bun. It ain't a pretty sight. Yeah. Why don't you play with my hair? No, you don't have to play with my hair back. I just want you to enjoy it. Enjoy me giving you a little pampering session. The window's open, there's a little breeze. It's a nice day. And I get to spoil you. Get you all to myself today. I could try hair clips or curvies. No, not a Kirby from Super Smash Bros. A Kirby grip or clip. I always say them wrong, but that's not what counts. What counts is that I I know what I'm at least trying to say. Yeah, so these little clippy boys, they're like, they're literally just plastic. Think of it like a paper clip, but not. It's for hair. So with these, you can like pin back sections of your hair. I mean, you've seen me try to use them. But yeah, maybe we could pin back your bangs. Mm-hmm. Do I trust you? I suppose it's not bangs. I don't know. Your little extra on top? That sounds weird. Extra on top? Are you my man with extra on top? That sounds silly. What do you think? I personally don't like using them that much, because I feel like whenever I take them out, it pulls some of my hairs out, like my baby hairs. Because like if you do it like at the bangs or at the sides, the hair really just isn't as strong. I wonder, does it feel nice when the bobby pin runs against your head? Hmm? Or does it feel better when I pin this side? There has to be a science to this. I will crack you one day. Would you ever want to do a nighttime routine with me as well? It's not dramatically different. Just I would probably just get a hot flannel and pat your face clean. Well, what's the word? Make it wet with moisture from the flannel. Have I just forgotten how to talk? I think I have. I clean your face with the hot flannel, and then I pat it dry with a towel. Jeez, why was that so hard? You know I trip over my words. After that, I apply some moisturizer, because you gotta keep the skin nice and hydrated. Because if you do, apparently you don't age as fast, but you know what they're like, and all the things they say. Oh, don't go in the sunlight, you'll age. But if you don't go in the sun, you'll be... What vitamin is it? Is it vitamin... If you don't go in the sun, you'll become vitamin D deficient? Or is it B? B12? Or is that when you had to get the shot? Memory really isn't my strong suit. Honestly, I don't get it. I've even heard some people say don't laugh, because you'll get lines from laughing on your face. Surely that's a good thing because you're so happy all the time. I don't understand it, but I suppose to each their own. That's all. Whatever makes them happy. If you wish to strive for eternal youth, then youth. If you wish to strive for eternal youth, then what I say is, go right ahead. I know exactly what I'm striving for, and it's a kiss from my man. Do you like when I pamper you like this? You'll need to let me do it to you more often then. Agreed. You know I care about you. I want to do the things that make you happy. I know I don't understand ASMR, but I want to try for you. If you have an interest in something, I want you to pursue it. I want to enable you, you know? Think of it like when I get into a hobby or a game or something. You don't have to like everything that I like 100%. It's okay for us to have our different interests. But I want to, you know, like, if you get excited, I want to be excited. If you get mad, I want to be mad, you know? We're in this together. Longer nails to trace all over your scalp with and down the nape of your neck. It would just be that much better for you, my precious little baby. Making me sleepy, having my little voice whisper in your ear. Oh. Do we have anything coming up soon? I don't think so. I think we have a nice, quiet week ahead of us, my love. Maybe I can plan something. Or we can go on a date. What about a romantic picnic together? I could make us some sandwiches. Make them the way you like them. No crusts, even though you're my big boy. I know you eat the crusts now, but that's cause you're an adult, but you'll always be my little baby. Yes. Yeah. Will I do it a little more for you? Okay, cutie. Be quiet now and just enjoy it. I love you.